Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. live, loud and local across central Queensland. Jess, very excited. It is a big day here in CQ, especially for us. You're not just getting 4 hours of Tim and Jess. We're going to chuck an extra 3 on top of that.
Yes. Great for fans of ours, Tim.
Not so great for people that hate our guts.
No, we are going to be doing a pirate radio show from Curtis Island Ferry. They are hooked us up with one of their little cafe cruises
this
morning.
Cafe cruises. You can still actually tag along. That's the best thing. If you give them a phone call, just search for Curtis Ferry's phone number and you can get yourself a ticket. It all leaves at 11 a.m. We're going to be on the boat with you.
There's actually a link if you want to look it up on our Facebook and our Instagram.
Awesome. Fantastic. But, Jess, I will present you with some necessary equipment that we will need to get onto this boat.
You've decided to declare it a pirate theme?
It's a pirate. It's not a pirate theme. That's our life. We're taking to the high seas at 10 this morning, so I'm very, very excited. Also, Jess, I'm excited because I've got a name, you've got a name. If you're listening right now, you've probably got a name. That means you're eligible for Spell My Name.
Yes, 13, 12, 16. If you've got a hard name to spell, we want to try and give it a crack.
Yep.
Give
also, Jess, yesterday, probably one of the most untimely facts. Fashions, and untimely being the focus word, we were sent out of this radio studio and poor old you and your crutches hobbling around.
Yeah,
did not have the best time.
Regular listeners of the show would know that I've torn my ACL.
Classic Jess.
So yesterday when we had a fire drill in this office, it wasn't ideal timing for old Hobbles McGee over here.
Oh, well, timing for me was incredible. I thought it was probably the best timing we probably could have done, but we will touch on that a little bit later in the show.
Up next, though, Tim, I got told off the other day for talking about periods on this show.
Yes, I had feedback from many people.
So today I'm going to go the other direction and I want to talk about your downstairs, not yours specifically, just men in general.
Mate, clean your act up.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, the other day you told me that I offended some people from your footy team.
Oh, not offended. It's just apparently eating rice bubbles is difficult when you talk about periods.
Yes.
Disagree.
Look, I apologise.
Each to their own,
I apologise profusely for talking about my period the other day.
It wasn't your period. It was periods in general, but thank you.
I want to talk about, to make up for it, the little downstairs area.
Oh, penis chat. Here we go. Bring it on.
A man in Britain has just been fitted with a bionic penis.
All right.
He was born without one. So he's never been able to have a little, alone times or,
literally a Ken doll.
Yes, literally.
Poor fella.
Until now, 44 years old, got himself a nice bionic manhood transplant.
Sure.
And for the next 10 days before his implant can be used, he has to stay standing at full attention.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just to make sure that it's all working.
Is it like a robotic, or is it like they've used flesh and skin to cover the bionicness?
It's robotic.
Do you control it with an app on your phone? Because that's not okay.
Oh, that would be ideal, wouldn't it?
All right, chill out, bro.
The operation involed having a pump fitted as well to create the option for staying at attention.
Of course.
Or, just chilling out.
Yeah, so it really saves those kids in high schools that were like, hey, do you want to come and write on the blackboard? And they're like, no, mister. I don't.
He could just deflate it.
Also, realising that I went to school when blackboards were still around is not an ideal way to start my Wednesday
morning. I'm a year
older
than you and I had whiteboards. What school did you go to? A
very small country town.
44 years old, and finally in 6 weeks from now, he will be able to have alone and adult cuddle times with his girlfriend.
Incredible. Oh, she's been waiting.
Oh,
she's
the
wrapped.
Most patient woman in all of history. Yeah,
she's wrapped, and now so can he be.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and as a nation today, Tim, we're a little bit collectively disappointed.
Oh, you don't.
Even those of us who slept through it.
Yes. No, the World Cup in Russia has been going on. Australia had a pivotal game at midnight early this morning. Unfortunately, they needed to win and for France to beat Denmark. Unfortunately, neither of those things happened, and Australia hasn't moved on in the World Cup, so That's done. That's done for them this year.
So they've got four more years before they can give it another crack.
Well, they have to qualify for the 2022 one. So, well, that's how it works every World Cup.
I know, just get gifted a spot. Like, just do better.
Oh, mate, we had Every team in our group was ranked higher than us in the world. So yeah. I think we did okay. We almost beat France and we almost beat Denmark.
Everyone's been saying about why didn't we put Tim Cahill in?
Well, because Tim Cahill is the most... has scored the most goals out of any Australian player in history.
So why didn't they put him in?
Because he hasn't been playing well for the last 6 to 12 months.
Right.
But everyone's familiar and knows Tim Cahill in the past has done this, but I don't think he's fit enough or still got it. So they played him today.
Oh, if I was Tim Cahill, I'd be like, we lost because you didn't play me.
Exactly.
I would be milking that train all the way home.
Milking the train. What a saying. But even if Australia did win, Denmark and France, they had a draw. So they still wouldn't have qualified, unfortunately. Damn.
All right. Well, there's always, where is it next time?
Next time we'll be in Qatar in the Middle East.
Well,
so
good luck, good Socceroos. Luck.
It'll be hotter.
To start training hard.
We're used to that. But yes, it is a bit disappointing. But onwards and upwards.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I think I would be the first person to admit, not a massive fan of television.
Yes.
Don't watch that much. Watch like...
Well,
Parks and
you're
Rec,
not a
Brooklyn
fan of, free-to-air TV. You seek out the shows that you want to watch.
Yeah, and I have like three. And Game of Thrones isn't coming back till 2022. So I've got a long haul until that show starts up again. But something I saw, one of the main free-to-air television shows that I watch only comes on once a year. So I have about 2 months.
The Bachelor. It actually comes on twice a year, Tim. So
no, it comes on once. The Bachelorette comes on, and that's a different show. But bloody was I chuffed. To see an advertisement on my television screen just 2 nights ago. I was walking around the house. I literally stopped cooking to watch this ad because it was the return of Australian Survivor.
Right.
Mate.
When is it happening?
It is coming soon. They didn't give me the date. That's the one
that's
criticism
the
of the ad.
You know it's a few weeks away and when it's coming.
It would be in before the end of July, I would assume.
Mm.
There's a few things. Look, because I love the show Survivor. I think it's the best reality television show because it's actually proper reality TV. They're dropping all these people on an island in the middle of nowhere with no food and saying, hey, if you do these challenges, you could win $1 million.
I did hear rumours, Tim, and I don't know if you've read into any of this. Apparently there's an Olympian going on this year.
It's a champions versus, like, challengers season. So it's like... one tribe full of like former sports players or former champions of their field of work versus just like the regular Joe like yourself and I.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing I thought of was, and I think a lot of people would have thought this, is that this is their third season and since they've come back and they're already making like a themed version. I'm not happy.
Yeah, that usually means that they're not rating super well.
That's my fear. And I know every year since Survivor's been on, I've tried to apply. And I just get to page 20 of 5,000 of the application form and I never get past. And I'm glad that I didn't apply for this one.
Are we going to do a Survivor sweep?
Yes.
In the office?
We can do a Survivor sweep. We can do a Survivor sweep on air and people can call up and ask for one and we can give away something at
the
end of it.
Let's do it.
We can give away $1 million.
Okay.
Do you reckon I'll speak to our boss to get $1 million?
Maybe don't float that by our boss.
All right, I won't float by them. We'll just give away the money. You're right. You're right. We'll beat the middleman and we'll just go straight for the cash. But I'm excited for Australian Survivor. Look, as much as I'm disappointed with a few aspects,
mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to be addicted to it.
Oh, you'll be watching it every night, mate.
Yeah. It's not on every night, so... Is it sad that I know that?
Yeah,
it's on three times a week.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
The World Cup over in Russia. I think a lot of people have been watching it, like myself. You're probably sitting there with either drowsy eyes this morning from waking up at midnight to watch the Socceroos last night.
Well, you're well-rested because you don't really care.
Exactly. But SBS is doing a lot of the broadcasting at the moment, just helping out Optus Sport until they can get their act together. And so the hosts of SBS went in only originally going to broadcast the Australian games. So essentially they only had three games to worry about. And then it went from three games to 20-something games they have to provide a host for. But they only have two people. And it's Lucy Zelich and Craig Foster. And so obviously that workload for them was magnified by 5,000.
And SBS takes this really seriously.
Of course.
Like, one of their big things is that they want to provide an outlet and a station for all sorts of communities
exactly.
of Australia.
And obviously it's such a massive community, the soccer community here in Australia, and they obviously are trying so hard to make sure that it's professional. And obviously Les Murray, Australian broadcasting legend, passed away a few years ago, mm-hmm. and this is the first World Cup post Les Murray passing on.
Right.
So it's always going to be
difficult.
A bit difficult. But it's a lot of backlash towards one of the hosts, Lucy Zelich, for the pronunciation of the names, that she's trying too hard to make it ethnic.
Right.
So instead of instead of me saying Cristiano Ronaldo, it'll be like Cristiano Ronaldo, or like that kind of thing. So she's saying it as if people would say it in their own country. And she's been getting a lot of hate for it.
But this is exactly what SBS does, Tim. Like,
I think it's great.
I think it's fantastic that people can have their names pronounced properly.
Yeah.
On a station.
Like, I couldn't imagine having to
It would be hard work to learn all that.
Imagine going to the cafe and having to use a fake name because, like, mm-hmm. say your last name's Colombian or your first name's, like, Peruvian, and people just don't hear it. Imagine how good it would be like, oh, my God, that person pronounced my name correctly. It's such a big thing. And, like, as broadcasters ourselves on a different level, like, obviously you have to put in that work. Like, I remember one of my first days here in central Queensland. Mm. Instead of saying Banarabi, I said Banaraba.
Yeah.
And instead of Billawila, I said Billawala.
I also enjoyed Calliope instead
Calliope.
Of Calliope.
No, that was a joke one. I never said Calliope. But, you see, if I just sort of went on how it should sound, I would get... I would get damned. But then it seems like she's getting damned for doing and damned for don't.
I think a lot of people just want something to complain about, and it would be really difficult when someone was so loved for so many years presenting, and she's had to fill some very big shoes.
Of course.
But we fully support her, and I think it's great that the work she's doing is you know, I mean,
anything,
at least it's being highlighted. Even if it was negatively highlighted at first, more people have found out about it through this.
To be fair, the SBS needs as many viewers as it can possibly get, so this has probably worked out well for them.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
Tim, yesterday was a bit of an inconvenient day for me.
Inconvenient for both of us, mate. Because whatever inconveniences you, so in turns, at the moment, is inconveniencing me. And
it's
I love
true.
You, bud. I love you to death.
Yeah. Look, a lot of people may, if you're a regular listener, you'd know by now that I have torn my ACL.
This is the first time you've mentioned this, and I am shocked. Are you okay?
I've got a bung knee, and at the moment, I can't really walk all that well.
No.
So as of yesterday, my physio was like, hey, no more crutches for you. You need to start strengthening up that knee.
That a girl.
But yesterday, I was very much on crutches with a brace on my knee. And our boss walked into the studio straight after the show and said, guys, fire drill.
He started with, I'm so sorry. He came in with a musical triangle.
Like a
classroom triangle. And he used to be in a band, our sales manager. And I was like, all right, we get it, mate. You are rhythmically solid.
Showing
we get it, mate.
Showing off his triangle skills now.
I was like, yes, that is a fun thing to do. And I'll go down Main Street just with a triangle, just trying to see if I can get some money. And I was like, this isn't the place or time. But yes, fire drill was called.
So he yelled, fire drill, we've all got to evacuate the building. And I looked at him and I said, guess who's dying in the fire today?
Yeah.
This guy right here. And he was like, no, everyone needs to leave the building.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole office watched as I hobbled down our front stairs because there's no wheelchair accessibility in this building.
All right, let's just chill on
and
that
And I hobbled
one.
Down the stairs and across the road, and we stood there for 5 minutes.
Watched the building burn to the ground.
And we said, cool, this is what we do if there was a fire.
Yeah.
And we all went back inside. And it was just the most inconvenient 15 minutes of my whole life.
See, I loved it. I thrived on the fire drill opportunity. I appointed myself co-fire warden. I made sure that this end of the building was clear. Sounded off. I said, south end clear. And then I got out of there.
You didn't help me get out of the building at all.
No, because I was clearing the south end, clearly, as I said. But yes, I agree. For you, that fire alarm was at probably the worst time for you to get one.
Yeah, and look, fire drills never come at a good time. It's
well,
never
the point,
like,
because
oh, now's the perfect time for a fire
and
drill.
I get it, because fires don't happen on your time. Fires
right.
can happen at any time.
Well,
so
now
it makes
we're
sense.
Prepared. We're prepared in the hit office.
Yes.
13/12/16. When did a fire alarm just ruin something for you?
Just ruin it.
Yesterday it just ruined my day.
Did it ever?
It wasn't even a real fire alarm.
The best ones I ever remember were at school. Because you'd be like, ha!
Yep.
See your maths. No more for me.
We used to have, we had a fire drill at uni once, and I was on the 10th floor and we weren't allowed to use the elevator.
Oh.
That was real fun.
Besides your ex-boyfriend, Stairs are your next nemesis.
Oh, so mate, I know.
This is tough. Don't for I you. Know what it. A tough situation. But 13, 12, 16, when did a fire alarm just ruin something completely for you? Give us a call, 13, 12, 16.
13, 12, 16, we have been asking, when did a fire alarm ruin something for you?
Yes.
Because yesterday we had a fire drill right here in this building at Hit CQ.
I think it's great, though, because fire drill is very important. It shows
absolutely.
That fires can happen not at 10 past 9 like we prepared for, but at any time of the day, and you need to know the plan, know where you need to go, and fire drills, in my opinion, are the best thing that can happen at work.
Well, because fire doesn't care whether you've torn your ACL, Tim.
No.
It'll tear through the building anyway.
Or it'll tear through your... It would tear through your tendon if it was there, but it's not.
It existed.
But that's all right. And look, fire drills, for me, have only ever happened at great opportunities. When I used to not be a massive fan of school, fire drill? Yes.
Yes, I'll take 10, please.
I will take so much responsibility because I was like, guys, we just need to stop everything we're doing right now.
I'd be that kid that started like packing up my school desk, being like, I have to take everything with me.
When I used to sell doors, I volunteered to be the fire warden because I wanted the hat and the loudspeaker.
Oh, okay.
We don't have either of those here.
Who's made you fire warden?
Oh, yeah. Lucky we didn't have any fires because I would have just been absolutely panicking. But we have been asking on 13, 12, 16 because it can happen to the best of us.
Mm-hmm.
When did a fire alarm just ruin something completely for you? And we've had Nick call through on 13, 12, 16. Nick, did a fire alarm ruin something for you?
I was recently at the movies. I saw that one. I can't remember what it's called. The one where you've got to be really quiet, otherwise the monsters will get you.
Quiet Place, and, yeah.
And the fire alarm went off twice during the film.
Oh, see, I mean, that just ruins the theme of the movie, which is keep quiet, right?
You're all dead now.
It was really tense throughout the entire thing. And apparently the first time it went off, that it was like a false alarm. So the, I don't know what you call them, the ushers or whatever, they came into the theatre and said, oh, no, it's everyone can relax, not a big deal. And then the second time, which is about 20 minutes later, they came in and said, oh, no, that one's legit. You might want to leave.
Can I ask, Nick, did they rewind the movie a little bit so that you did, like, the bit that was playing during the alarm you could watch?
They didn't do it for the first time around because they thought it wasn't, like, enough of an inconvenience.
Yeah.
The second time when they asked us to evacuate, some of us went back and they rewound it to pretty much just when the first one went off, but some of us just got refunds.
Fair enough. That's probably a good idea. But anyway, thanks for your call, Nico.
Yeah, no worries.
Thanks, buddy.
I still feel like I had a worse day than Nick.
Oh, mate, everyone knows that you're having a tough day. Look, I understand that tearing your ACL is probably a 1 out of 10 on the enjoyment scale.
Hey, I've got surgery in 2 weeks, so I'll only be complaining for like the next 6 months.
If you're complaining now, imagine what it's going to be like after surgery. Strap in, Central Queensland.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
We're joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. And Dean, you were on another red carpet last night.
Oh my goodness, you know what? The new Ant-Man and the Wasp film starring Paul Rudd, Michael Douglas is in it. It is seriously epic. They have taken it to a new level. And if you are a Marvel fan, like, you are just be gagging right now. I think it's Australian cinemas early next week. And, of course, I caught up with Hannah, one of the stars who plays Ghost on the red carpet. Here's what's interesting. If you are a fan of Marvel, you'll know that Ghost was a male character. But in the film, they cast a female. And Hannah, who is just phenomenal, she was able to play Ghost. Have a listen to this. Hannah giving us the lowdown on Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ghost, there was no origin story there. So I really had the freedom to take him off the page and then really bring her to life.
Truly extraordinary. She does a phenomenal job. And, you know, this is the first Marvel film with a female lead superhero in the title, Ant-Man and the Wasp. So we're living.
She was in Lost all those years ago.
Oh, yeah.
She was Kate in Lost.
Oh, yeah. She was in this new Steven Spielberg film, Ready Player One. She's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Can't wait to see it, Dean. It is out next week in Australian cinemas, and you and I will be rushing there, Tim.
Yeah, we'll go see it. Thank you very much, Dan. We'll chat to you tomorrow, mate.
Talk then. Bye, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Spell my name. Something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby,
spell my name.
We think we can guess it. You will be so stressing. Let us spell your name.
Spell it. We'll attempt it. It's so hard. No, spell my name. Congratulations. If you're listening right now, you can play because you've probably got a name, whether it's first, middle, or last. Could be like Madonna. Like an enigma. Oh, yes. Like an enigma name.
Yeah, but I like Madonna with like a silent R. Like always throw us off the track.
Madonna. Oh, no, yeah. Sorry.
Madonna.
It's silence. It's silent. But 13, 12, 16, if you've got a name, give us a call. We'll try and spell it. I believe from history.
How'd you go last week? I wasn't here
last
week.
Got one.
Congratulations, buddy.
Oh, mate, I was super chuffed. but on 13, 12, 16, we need your help because we need your name. That's what we need from you. And if you can beat us, congratulations. You are one of the many. And if we beat you, you are in a very select group of names that we have spelled correctly. So 13, 12, 16, give us a call right now. We want to try and spell your name.
The game that evolved out of the fact that Tim and I are really bad at spelling people's names, constantly.
It's just something that I think a lot of people struggle with. And, look, I have been flagged saying, hey, Tim, is this game maybe a little bit offensive, maybe a little bit racist? I say no, because we're welcoming all cultures into the show. It's the most inclusive radio game that ever existed.
Not only are we learning, Tim, but all of Central Queensland is learning how to spell these names now.
Exactly. And the whole objective is you call through on 13, 12, 16 and simply... we try and spell your name. And we've had Rabina call through from Rockhampton. Rabina, we're spelling your son's name. What's your son's name?
His name is Samoy.
His name is Samoy. All right, Samoy. Jess, do you want to go first?
Okay, S-I-M-O-I.
No.
Oh.
Samoy. 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 All right, come on, Tim, you can do this.
Bring it home for us, Timmy.
S-A-M-O-Y?
No.
Oh. Was I close, Rabina?
No.
Oh. How do we spell it, Rabina?
His name is spelled P-S-A-L-M-O-I.
Oh.
I know I say this every week, but I've never been more offended. Rabina.
I love a good silent letter, Rabina.
That's incredible. Thank you very much, Rabina.
Thank you.
And we've got Suzanne from Rockhampton on 13, 12, 16 playing Spell My Name. Suzanne, are we trying to spell Suzanne?
Yep.
All right, I reckon it's C-H-U-Z-A-N-G.
No.
That's Shujang.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to beat it.
Okay, I'm going to go Z-U-S-A-N.
Nope.
Oh, I thought it was like Suzanne, but like
Juzan. What is it, Suzanne?
S-U-J-A-N.
S-U-J.
Oh, Suzanne.
Suzanne.
It's like Susan with a J.
Yeah, you've got it.
Damn, I should have swapped out the wrong letter. Shoot.
Thanks, Suzanne.
No worries. Bye.
And finally, we've got Nicole from Gracemere on 13, 12, 16. Nicole, are we spelling your first name, last name, anyone's name?
It's my middle name.
Middle name. Oh, okay. What's your middle name?
Renee.
Renee.
Oh.
All right.
This could be many possible.
R-E-N-A-E-E?
Nope.
Ah! Oh. I almost swore, Nicole.
Okay, I'm just going to go R-E-N-E-E.
Nope.
How do you spell it, Nicole?
It's spelled R-E-N-A-U.
All right, that's...
Oh, A-U! I've never seen an A-U for Renee.
That. Nicole, you got us. Thanks for that one, mate.
Okay, see ya. Bye.
See you, buddy.
I am truly floored this week.
That's the toughest week we've ever had. Samoy, Xuzhang, and Renu. Sounds like a terrible...
Renee!
It sounds like a terrible French film. I'm sorry.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
We really need to focus on our journey... Well, we're setting sails this morning in the Gladstone Harbour.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
All hands on deck!
Jeremy Hardies!
Yo ho ho and a bottle of fun!
It's Tim and Jess live! On the Curtis Ferry Harbour Cruise.
That's right, the Curtis Ferry Harbour Cruise. We are going on the cafe cruise today, 10 a.m. until 1, but the cruise goes from 11 till 1. You can still come along with us. Just give Curtis Ferry Services a call on 49729000.
Yep.
And Jess, we're hitting the high seas for a bit of pirate radio. Were you excited, mate?
I mean, it started off as just you giving me a little outlet to get out and about around Gladstone because I have been stuck in my house for the last week.
And... look,
it's turned into this big thing.
It's not a big thing. What are you talking about?
How much money have you spent on this?
Hundreds of dollars. But that's okay. Jess, I'm very excited because we're doing pirate radio today.
Yes.
What is one thing that we're missing besides the boat and the
radio?
Attitude of pirate radio?
Looking like pirates?
Looking like pirates.
Sure.
And I have got
This is not going to be good.
We only have one.
Oh, what have you done?
I have a feather hat for you.
I'm going to look like Captain Feather Sword.
That's the point. I've got one as well. and I've got you a little friend.
Oh!
a parrot that you can strap onto your shoulder.
You have not bought a parrot. Where did you find that?
It's not alive. I cannot stress that
enough. Oh, my God.
I've got myself just a shirt. You've got a pirate shirt already.
Incredible.
So would you like to name the parrot? We could call it Keith Urban. Or are we moving on from Keith Urban?
I think let's move on from Keith Urban. Who else do we want to get on the show? Apparently that's the way to get people on the show.
Oh, you know, Andy Samberg.
That's incredible. Oh, my God, it looks kind of creepy.
It is kind of creepy. It kind of looks like a taxidermy parrot, but it's absolutely not. It's completely fake. So we are going to be hitting the high seas at 11 o'clock this morning with our pirate radio show.
Our boss is never going to give you the company card ever again.
That's fair. But if you want to come and join with us, there is still opportunities. You can come down to the Gladstone Harbour, just out the front of Yachty's, and get on the boat just about 10:30, 11 o'clock or so. Or, as I said before, give them a call on 4972900.
If you are stuck at work today but want to join in on the pirate radio fun, you can still listen to us.
That's right. Make sure you are listening out after 10 a.m.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And, Tim, a lot of people from Billawheeler especially are really outraged about this story because a Tamil family from Billawheeler have been there for, like, since 2012 they've been living.
Been there for a while
in
now.
In central Queensland. Over 100 days ago now, they were ripped from their family home in central Queensland and sent to an immigration centre in Melbourne.
That's right.
Where they, on Friday last week, found out they were going to be deported.
Their appeal back to Sri Lanka, where they immigrated
was rejected. And they've just received news this week that apparently two of them can stay and have another appeal, but it could take months. So two of them will get sent away.
Back to Sri Lanka.
Back out of the country, and two of them can stay and appeal another injunction. And it's just, I mean, it's disappointing
it's taking
so long. And it makes me think that, okay, yes, this family is very well loved and very well respected within their community in Billawheeler. How many other families are facing this right now?
Thousands. And that's the thing. And you can't, the frustrating thing is you can't ease up on this, because for every 5,000 families that are fantastic, there could be that one family that's coming through, or even one individual that's come through with a bad mindset and nasty visions. And it's so tricky. I feel so sorry for the Defence Minister and the Immigration Minister on figuring out what to do, because there's no blanket rule. You have to take these cases individually. That's why it takes so long.
I just feel sorry for the kids involved in this case, Tim. Like, there's a three-year-old and a one-year-old involved in this, and I really hope that we can get a good, happy appeal. I mean, it's fantastic they're able to appeal again, but hopefully we get some happier news very, very soon. You can check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
We'll keep you as up to date as we possibly can in regards to the family.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Tim, Babushka's coming to central Queensland in Happily Ever After. It's a cabaret show like you've never seen before.
Something different.
Dinner and a show, and it's your granny's bedtime stories told a little bit differently. We've got one of the Babushka girls, one of the Babushka trio, Alicia Kush, on the line now. Thanks so much for joining us, Alicia.
Thank you so much. Thanks for talking to us.
No worries. Now, can you tell us about your show? Because it's nothing like really we've had here in central Queensland before.
We're a little bit hard to describe, but we are super, super fun comedy cabaret trio. We like to kind of say that we are somewhere in between Tina Fey, Ab Fab and the Andrew Sisters.
What a combo.
What a common thing. But it's incredible to see something so different coming here. And it's not just a show that you're putting on. Like, it's the proper dinner and a show. There's workshops. There's everything you can imagine to get as involved as you like.
Absolutely, yeah. We love getting to know the people of the towns we're visiting. And we've done lots of Queensland touring before. And, we're really excited that we're coming to Gladstone for the first time with our cabaret stuff. So this is very exciting that we'll get to know some of the locals through our, like, cabaret workshops, where we get to work with aspiring singers and help them with their stagecraft or their cabaret kind of persona if they want to do their own stuff.
You've got the Advanced Vocal Masterclass, the Art of Auditioning. So I'm assuming that goes through how not only you can sing and perform better, but how you can really sell yourself in an audition.
So it's a real art to auditions, and between sort of the trio of singers, so there's Beth and Judy and I, we're all really experienced at doing auditions. We still do auditions, you know, all the time for different kinds of shows. And also Luke, who sits in on a whole bunch of auditions as a musical director. So just being able to guide people through that process if they want to go on to be a professional or just want to audition for local productions, sort of amateur productions. Yeah, giving people confidence in that opportunity to get up in that sort of scary situation of being in an audition.
It's fantastic to see that you are, that it focuses on people that are so into it as well. This show reaches out to people that have no idea what cabaret or babushka is. It's so great to see something this unique and this engaging coming to Central Queensland. So, Alicia, we're really excited to have you and the girls coming to town. It is July 7th at the GECC, so make sure you get your tickets. No walk-ins. I can't stress that enough.
The workshops are Friday the 6th of July, 1 till 3 o'clock, and then Saturday the 7th of July, 12 noon until 3 p.m. All ticket sales to all of these events close at 12 p.m. Thursday, 5th of July, so get in quick because they will sell out.
That's right. Get your happily ever after.
Thank you very much, Alicia Cush there.
Okay, thanks so much. See ya.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
We need to finish the show, but you've demanded that you want to talk about something, so make sure you get this done quick because I want to get on this boat because for our pirate radio
show. We've only got
show.
An hour to get there, yes. And it's just down the road, so it's far.
So far away.
No, look, a girl has decided she wanted to break up with a guy.
I feel like a lot of people have been in this situation, so this hopefully is good advice for them, Jess.
They weren't
Be
really,
smart.
They weren't dating as such. They were just kind of starting to see each other, and she was like, not feeling this anymore.
Sure.
I want to let him down easily, and I want to show him it's not super serious between us.
Yeah.
So she didn't pick up the phone. She didn't catch up with him in person.
No.
What she did was...
Why do the easy thing
when
you can be creative and stupid?
Her and her mate decided they'd dress up in her brother's clothes.
No.
And take photos on Snapchat like she was hanging out with another guy.
See, this is like... what I imagine is like when Mariah Carey dressed up as Eminem in that music video for Obsessed. And it's just like the most offensive portrayal of a man ever.
She dressed up in her brother's,
hoodie and jeans
first,
and hat.
Jeans, and then she got into his work gear.
Oh,
and she's taking all these Snapchats and like seeing them, putting them up on her story.
Guy in the background.
With a guy in the background. Shows that she's not serious. She's got so many options in her life, you know. And hopefully he would take the hint. Well, he didn't.
No.
And a few minutes later, she had to send him a message anyway and tell him that things were done.
So putting in all...
It's a good way, even if you don't want to break up with someone, I think it's a good way to show someone that, you know, you do have options. Like, you don't want to come on too strong. You know, I come on really strong whenever I like a guy.
If you're listening right now, I'm so sorry because this is garbage advice. Just don't beat around the bush.
I'm not saying it's good advice. I'm just saying it's worth a try, right? Like, if someone's done this and given it a crack and it's worked.
They don't have a job because they have that much time on their hands.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.